Time now for the Sunday News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. The Fairfield airy weather on this Mother's Day, calling for a slight chance of showers, otherwise cloudy with a high near 60. Slight chance of rain tonight, especially during the evening, otherwise mostly cloudy, low in the mid-40s. I'm Darren Caudill reporting. Area rivers should continue falling the next few days with dry weather in the forecast this week, other than a chance of rain today and again around the middle of the week. Little Wabash River east of Fairfield as of this morning was at 20.9 feet, nearly 4 feet above flood stage. At Clay City, the stage is 8.8 feet, well below its 18-foot flood stage. At Carmine, the river is at the 27-foot flood stage. The Skillet Fork at Wayne City is at 5.8 feet today. Flood stage is 15 feet. The Wabash at Mount Carmel is at 19.7 feet, just above its 19-foot flood stage. Meanwhile, major flooding continues along the Mississippi River near St. Louis and points to the north. According to the National Weather Service, the Mississippi River at Chester, as of this morning, was 14 feet above flood stage. More news after this break.
Post frame buildings continue to pop up all over the area. And at Graber Post Buildings, they've been putting up buildings for over 40 years. Garages, pole barns, storage buildings, workshops, apartments, even indoor basketball courts, and some of the most attractive commercial buildings in the state. Every job is specific and unique to your wants and your needs. Graber Post also has packages for contractors and do-it-yourselfers. So for your next building or roofing project, call for a free quote at Graber Post, 800-264-5013.
Community Connection is now online at WFIWradio.com. Now, not only can you hear the Community Connection after the 7:15 news on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM, but you can hear it online anytime. If you missed the show, go to WFIWradio.com, then click on About Us, then Community Connection for the latest episodes. You can also catch up on past shows. Community Connection after the 7:15 news on WFIW AM 1390 and FM 103.3 and now online at WFIWradio.com.
The Wayne County Crime Stoppers is offering a reward for information on the person or persons who stole a four-wheeler from the Van Brentlinger residence. Anyone with information can call the Wayne County Crime Stoppers at 842-9777. The Wayne County Crime Stoppers pays cash rewards for tips and information leading to the arrest of persons involved in crimes. Callers do not have to give their names when calling in tip information. Published reports say the first milk bank in southern Illinois has opened for humans. The Mother's Milk Bank of the Western Great Lakes is a nonprofit human milk bank that serves the Western Great Lakes region, including Wisconsin and Illinois. The human milk bank processes milk from donors that go through a screening process and then takes the milk through a process of pasteurization to make sure it's safe for consumption. The milk is donated and given to NICUs and special care nurseries around Illinois and Wisconsin for babies that may be too young to be on formula. Dr. Pradeep Reddy of the pediatric group in Carbondale, Illinois, has opened his practice as a donation site. Anyone that wishes to learn more about the milk bank can call 618-993-0404. The following is a statement from Illinois Farm Bureau President Richard Gubert Jr. regarding the recent tariff increase on Chinese imports. The statement reads, quote, "The Illinois Farm Bureau is disappointed in the breakdown of the negotiations between China and the U.S. to address long-standing trade issues between the two nations. We are also deeply concerned about the imposition of the retaliatory tariffs that could further impact agriculture. Tariffs historically have not been good for the farm economy. Farmers are on the front lines of this trade war and are sacrificing their livelihoods, and it hasn't gotten better. We are sitting on a huge inventory of grain while our export markets are diminishing," unquote. The statement went on to say, "Corn and soybean prices are depressed, combined with a delayed 2019 planting season due to heavy rains, and farmers are facing their sixth straight year of declining net farm income. If this trade uncertainty lingers, we will certainly be looking to the Trump administration for another round of market facilitation payments. Farmers continue to bear the brunt of the trade wars, unquote. Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul wants you to be on the lookout for alternative retail energy suppliers and deceptive practices that some use when selling consumers on switching providers. The pitch comes with saving money from a new supplier, but often Raoul says those promises seem empty when the bills start coming in.
They often use deceptive practices and fraudulent practices to scam customers into paying more money for their energy to keep their lights on and heat their homes. On average, a customer who switches from ComEd to an Aries could pay between $87 to $208 more each year.
Raoul says that consumers need to be well-versed in the cost associated with switching suppliers and that existing energy suppliers have to give notice if electric rates or gas rates are headed higher. A new amendment adds Latinos to a bill requiring minority representation on corporate boards. Kim Howard has a story.
The measure mandates that all publicly held corporations have at least one African American, one woman, and now one Latino on the board. It's supported by Representative Lisa Hernandez of Chicago.
As elected officials of one of the most diverse states in our country, it is on us to make sure that the communities we represent have a seat at the table.
The bill has passed the House and now awaits a vote in the Senate. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
It's a big year for railroad enthusiasts with the 150th anniversary of the first transcontinental railroad. That fact is not going unnoticed by the folks at the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum. They're launching a new exhibit, All Aboard, America's Love of Railroads, at neighboring Union Station. The Library and Museum's Chris Wills previews the offerings.
We've got a section of toys, railroad toys that kids can play with. We've got examples of model railroads, rare model railroads through the years. The Springfield Railroad Society has built this incredible model of when the Transcontinental Railroad was completed 150 years ago. They've got a working model railroad, but also incredibly detailed figures and houses and scenery.
There will also be a model of the funeral train that carried Lincoln's body and a place for visitors to share their own railroad memories. There will be free activities in the Union Square Park today from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Admission to the exhibit will be free. Children can ride around the park in a barrel train and learn about railroad safety from Clifford the Big Red Dog. Visitors can watch a blacksmith work and meet Harvey girls. The waitresses, who worked at a groundbreaking restaurant chain along Western Railroad routes. There will also be a photo booth, craft table, and telegraph station. Going on today, the Fairfield Coin Club will have a meeting at Frontier Community College. Doors open at 11 a.m., with the meeting and auction starting at 1:30 this afternoon. There will be a raffle and coin dealers present. Everyone is welcome. For more information, you can email the Coin Club at fairfieldcoinclub@gmail.com or go to their Facebook page. Fairfield Coin Club meets on the second Sunday of each month. And a fish and chicken lunch will be served today at the Wayne City Community Building starting at 11:30 a.m. And it'll support a local Scouts Eagle project. The entire meal is by donation. There will be a silent auction with several items to bid on. Proceeds will go toward funding Vincent's Eagle Scout Project, a herpetarium in the junior high science lab at Wayne City School. Flowers will be given away to the first 100 mothers at the lunch, as the lunch is being held on Mother's Day. That's the news. Area deaths are next.
When we think of a real estate agent, we think of somebody simply selling our home or finding us a new one. I mean, they're all the same, right?
Okay, here's the comps. We'll take some pics, we'll post them, and I'll get back to you, okay?
A home is life-changing, and your real estate agent should reflect that. Honesty, integrity, and someone who will go above and beyond to make your dreams come true.
Hometown Realty. We're different because you're different. We want what you want. Experience the difference today. Call us at 842-7510.
It's here. The Big Deal Store is online and waiting for you to shop and buy gift certificates to local businesses. Go to our station's website, WFIWradio.com, and click on Big Deals. Here you'll find dozens of gift certificates for places like Deep South Restaurant, Nap Oil, Murphy's Pet Grooming and Boarding, and Serendipity Cards and Gifts. You can shop 24 hours a day and save tons of money in the process. But you better hurry. You never know how long these deals will last.
Area deaths are brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. We have no obituaries to report at this time. However, if you missed any of our obituaries, they are updated regularly at our website located at WFIWradio.com. I'm Darren Cottle reporting.
6 out of 10 people diagnosed with Alzheimer's will wander at some point. Silver Search is a new tool in Illinois to help locate those missing with Alzheimer's or another dementia. Go to SilverSearchIllinois.org for more information on how you can help law enforcement agencies when someone goes missing. You can also find information on brain health and early warning signs of Alzheimer's on our website, SilverSearchIllinois.org.
Sponsored by the Alzheimer's Association.
Big games, breaking news, and behind-the-scenes stories. This is Bill Pollack, your host for the Big Ten Today each weekday here on WFIW. The Big Ten Conference is legendary, and we'll keep you updated. From football to basketball and everything in between, the Big Ten Today gives you exclusive access to news from every Big Ten program. Tune in weekdays for the Big Ten Today right here on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM, your news talk connection.
Here is your sports update for today. Major League Baseball yesterday, Pittsburgh beat the St. Louis Cardinals 2-1. In 15 innings, the Chicago Cubs outlasted Milwaukee 2-1, and the Chicago White Sox over Toronto 7-2. National Hockey League playoffs, game one of the Western Conference Finals. It was San Jose over the St. Louis Blues 6-3. On the sports schedule today, weather permitting, in college baseball, the Region 24 tournament at Wabash Valley College in Mount Carmel is scheduled. Major League Baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals wrap up their series with the Pittsburgh Pirates today at Busch Stadium. The game can be heard on WOKZ 105.9 beginning at 12:20 p.m. The Chicago Cubs and the Milwaukee Brewers will wrap up their series today, and the Chicago White Sox play Toronto. That's your sports update.
John Rooney, you're not going to win many games when you only get one run and two hits.
No, the Cardinals had a few opportunities, not as many as they had on Friday night. But the Cardinals lost a 2-1 game after taking a 1-0 lead in the third. The Pirates got three hits in a row, took a 2-1 lead against Miles Michaelis. And the last time the Cardinals held the Pirates to four hits or less and lost was June 28th, 2004 at PNC Park, holding Pittsburgh to three hits in a 2-1 loss. A tough luck loss for Miles Michaelis. That's two good starting appearances in a row. The Cardinals have had seven innings from Wainwright and Michaelis and didn't win.
As the closer, Vasquez picked up his 12th save. He has two in a row over the Cardinals. Happy Mother's Day to you. We're on the air at 12:20 with the pregame show as Dakota Hudson goes to the mound for the Cardinals against the Pittsburgh Pirates in game number four.
This season, take in a Cardinals game like an MVP. All-inclusive tickets are on sale now and feature a full buffet, complimentary bar, plus a great view of the game with lots of great areas to choose from, like the UMB Champions Club, Proficient Red Jacket Club, Coca-Cola Scoreboard Patio, and more. There's something for every budget. Leave your wallet at home and get your 2019 all-inclusive tickets now at cardinals.com/all-inclusive. St. Louis Cardinals, time to fly.
And taking a look at the Fairfield area weather for today, chance of showers, otherwise cloudy, a high near 60. Slight chance of showers this evening, otherwise mostly cloudy, cool, a low in the mid-40s. Monday, partly sunny with a high of 65, mostly clear Monday night, a low in the upper 40s. Sunny Tuesday with a high around 70. Wednesday, partly sunny, a slight chance of showers, high in the mid-70s. And sunny skies for Thursday and Friday. Warmer with highs of 77 Thursday, 82 on Friday. We've picked up 0.03 of an inch of rain so far today. 0.58 yesterday for a two-day total of 0.61 of an inch of rain. And the present Fairfield temperature is 48.